Johnson, the head of state police for the entire 6.5 years that Governor Bobby Jindal has been in office. And Colonel Edmondson, I think for the most part, has received high marks for his work. But he has been in the news in the last week or so regarding a retirement benefit that was approved by the legislature in the waning moments of the session. The sponsor, J.P. Morrell, said, he's quoted as saying, Colonel, he didn't realize he was boosting retirement pay. He thought it was fixing a problem for a number of law enforcement members, not just for you and the other trooper. Well, I'll let you respond to that. What is Morrell getting at?
Well, I understand. I have not spoken to him, so I can't actually comment on anything he said because I have not spoken to him about it. But we followed the process. We followed exactly how it works. And it goes into a conference committee, which is part of the legislative session, to move things through rapidly at the end. And then after that, it still goes on the full floor of the Senate and the full floor of the House for any questions or anything that comes up for that. So I understand that portion of it because it looks like it was rammed through at the last part of the session. But the bottom line is hundreds of things are moved through because that's part of the process. What was done by my staff, and I fully supported and authorized him to go forward on it, is the fact that we looked at legislation in 2003 because TROP was done away with after I went into it and came out of it. And what this legislation did was that it corrected 30-something members at a cost of $3.5 million.
That legislation was approved.
That was legislatively approved. It did the exact same thing. It fixed it for those 33 people that were getting ready to retire that said, you know what, that forced job was not something that should have been there. They get away with that. So it allowed those 30-something members to correct exactly what was done by this legislative session. And look, I've said that and I'll continue to say it. And in case somebody didn't hear it earlier, if this comes back and it's something that they say, you know, that was improper, it was unconstitutional, they won't have to worry about legislation, Jim. I'm not going to take it. If it adversely impacts my retirees, I'm not going to accept it. I'm not going to take it if it does that. If it has, number one, it's not going to pay me a dollar more than I'm making, nor is it going to pay me a dollar more than I've earned based on my time in the retirement system. That's all fixed by you know, all kinds of mathematical equations and all types of things the retirement system looks at. So I think that's what's most important to me, the fact that, because it is an integrity issue, and I want to make sure people understand that. If there's anything improper about it, I will not take it.
All right. Others, I would imagine, and other agencies got in the DROP program, too. How are they affected? Do they have the same opportunity that you will have?
They will all have the same opportunity. Now, we're talking about the state police retirement system.
I'm talking about, like, if somebody, didn't the DROP program apply to people who work, say, in the Department of Health or some other place?
Yeah, it's just a completely different retirement system, Jim. So it's a different deal. I mean, they have different rules.
Okay.
So I'm just not knowledgeable. I'm worried a lot about state retirement.
Yeah.
But you have several different retirement systems in the state, which state police is one of them. It's a financially sound retirement system, and it's done very well. That particular system. But it's one strictly for state police.
You want to run for